Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
All right, it's Dave Plyer back with you on 720 WGN. So when you talk about Chicago decades after Prohibition, we still talk about the gangsters of our past. And you know, every time The Sopranos, Goodfellas, The Godfather's on cable, I will stop and watch it. It will be a remote drop and I will watch it. But no matter where they are in the film, incorporating the gangsters, the mob into stories is always a thrilling ride. And there is a place up in Lake Geneva called the French Country Inn. It's been up there for a long time, has a storied history, but it's a beautiful place today for yourself. Take the family up there. And there's a new restaurant there called the Savoy, which is on Lake Geneva, or Lake Como in Lake Geneva as well. Eric Moorhead from the French Country Inn, John Strong from Savoy are joining us tonight. Gentlemen, welcome in.
Thrilled to be here. Thanks for having me, Dave.
Yeah, John, nice to have you as well. Oh, let me get John. John, there you go, John. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Awesome.
Good to hear your voice.
I'm great. Yeah, same here. You know, so I'm going to start off with the French Country Inn a little bit because this is where that history begins. One of your main buildings, and that's kind of separate from the gangster stories, the main building, the main house there, has another tie to Chicago during the Century of Progress.
Yes, that's right. Thank you for pointing that out. I like to say we have a two-part history, one that started in the 1880s in Chicago. Our main building was the Danish Expo House for the 1893 Chicago World's Fair, the Columbia Exposition. And it was actually, there was a number of houses in Denmark that were being built trying to win their nation's bid to be represented in Chicago. And this was the one that won it. They tore it down, shipped it across the Atlantic, built it up in Chicago, and that's where it lived for the first 30 years of its life. And 100 years ago this year, it's actually the 100-year anniversary of the Lake Como Hotel, which is what it was called, once they moved it from the Chicago World Fairground site to its current location at southern side of Lake Como and Lake Geneva.
Piece by piece, the floors, the wood is beautiful in there, but I mean, they literally brought this piece by piece on a train that used to run right by the inn and rebuilt this whole structure. I mean, again, a century old. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, and that train track you talk about, it wasn't even a passenger train. It was originally a logging train. The whole reason that the tracks went through there to begin with was to bring wood to rebuild parts of Chicago after the Great Fire. But they made a special stop just to drop off all the stuff to build and rebuild the Danish Expo House.
Go ahead.
And where it is now, it was originally just on one flat foundation. But then in the late 20s, the John Dillinger gang was using the place as a hideout and hangout. And at the time, Jack Moran, Bugs Moran's oldest son, was the innkeeper. And they built a speakeasy and casino area just beneath the hotel that they ran throughout the 20s and 30s. That's underneath the historic 1893 Danish Expo House.
That's great. That's great. And so Babyface Nelson stayed there too. Wasn't that the last place? Isn't that where he stayed before he got shot up in a cornfield in Wisconsin?
That was. I think he was headed out to somewhere in Iowa. Forgive me for forgetting off the top of my head. Waterloo, Iowa is, I think, where that all finished off. And when the feds, they love to stay here in Wisconsin because for a while they didn't have state warrants, so Wisconsin was a little paradise for them. But once the feds got involved and they followed them up to Little Bohemia in northern Wisconsin, and then they started following them here in Lake Geneva, they came down the train tracks, so they got a 10 to 15 minute warning and head start because there's no way the feds could make a quiet approach driving down train tracks.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And the place has a storied history of ownership as well. As you said, you know, I knew when the French Country Inn was purchased back in the 80s, you know, the previous owner said it looked like the place was falling down drunk. And, you know, he kind of rebuilt it and added some buildings and so forth. But at this point, in the last couple of years, you know, this structure that has been around forever, it is as beautiful as ever. I mean, you guys have really put a lot of love into these buildings to make it what it is today.
Absolutely, and not just because John, our ownership, is on the other line. I mean this wholeheartedly. We have phenomenal ownership. They are locals. The place is near and dear to their heart, and that's what shows. Makes me proud to work for them. And when you see that you can put the money that you work so hard to earn and to put back into the place, it's phenomenal. One of the things that we're working on particularly is the Dillinger Suite, the room that Dillinger stayed in the historic building. It was our previous owner, the one that brought it to its current, you know, glory. Mm-hmm. It was his own personal room, so unless you were his friend or family, you hardly even knew the coolest room on the property was there.
Yeah, absolutely. And so it's 33 rooms. Every room has a lake view. So you're on Lake Como, which is really beautiful because you're not in the hustle and bustle of downtown. You're really it's kind of buried. It's a buried treasure kind of sitting out on the lake. It's just peaceful. It's a little more quieter. And again, it's Lake Como in Lake Geneva. And for more on rooms and stuff and the history, you can go to FrenchCountryInn.com. And there's a restaurant that's there too called Savoy. John, you are kind of spearheading that. Talk to us a little bit about the restaurant and some of your craft cocktails and your appetizers and all that other great stuff.
Sure, happy to, Dave. The restaurant is continuing to be a work in progress. We opened last year in July, really, during the height of the pandemic. And we have a small focus menu right now. Most of our dishes are New American, which includes really culturally dishes from Europe and South America and Mexico, really all over the world. And our chef, Christian Hernandez, really has a wonderful palate, and he changes up the menu with a good deal of regularity. We do have craft cocktails. Those also rotate with the seasons, and we're very proud of some of those. Eric talked a little bit about the history of the inn, and it's kind of interesting. One of the things that we did is we've restored the copper top bar in the Savoy Lounge, and it's the original bar that the mom from Chicago sat and drank at. Mm-hmm. One of the things that we did, though, to update the restaurant is we have a wall of windows across the back of the bar now, and so on rainy nights like tonight, you can look out over Lake Como and mm-hmm. see a wide swath of the lake. And then it also opens up, so we have a bar on the other side. So when the Wisconsin nights are cool and clear, you can sit and enjoy a cocktail at the bar outside.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, and the dining room has some storied history, too. I mean, obviously, there's pictures of the original dining room out there as well. But you've done some work there, too. And did you pull, I can't remember the story, but did you pull wood, flooring and ceiling from a mansion somewhere in Milwaukee or Madison to rebuild the restaurant?
That's right. We did the people think it's the original floor in the restaurant, but it's really a solid maple floor from an old mansion that was being torn down in the Milwaukee area. And so we had Heritage Beam and Board up in Elkhorn take the floor up, and they laid it back down. And they really did a lot of the design on the restaurant as well. It's sort of we pride ourselves on being casual but elegant at the same time. We want folks to have a fine dining experience, see changes with the seasons in our menu, and so they can sit and enjoy a very elegant but comfortable dining room experience.
Very nice. There's a pool, of course, at the inn as well, and you're starting to rent boats and kayaks and all kinds of stuff, right, Eric?
Yeah, it's our first year doing that, and the kayaks and paddle boards that we're featuring, we're not renting them out. It's just free for our guests to use. The boats, however, we've got pontoons, speedboat, a couple jet skis. The prices are phenomenal. No rental of a boat is ever cheap, but it's the best around.
Awesome. That's great. And again, for more information on the inn, go to FrenchCountryInn.com. For more on Savoy, it's SavoyLakeGeneva.com. And you guys must be getting ready, because next weekend, if it's not happening already this weekend, you know, Memorial Day really does kick off a busy season up on the lake.
It does. And we're already slammed tonight at the restaurant. So people are coming out and really enjoying what's turning out to be a pretty nice evening. And the sunsets over Lake Como while you're sitting outside and dining with us on the terraces are spectacular.
Wonderful. John Strong, Eric Moorhead, French Country Inn, Savoy Restaurant. Thanks for joining us tonight, guys.